Terry Siminski, the subsistence fisheries biologist for the U.S. Forest Service, says Redoubt Lake is expected to have a typical season.
You know, you never know early in the season whether it's just a low run or if it's just running a little bit late. And it was looking very low earlier in the year. But then we started getting some good numbers coming through the weir, and now we're projecting about 18,000, which may be more difficult for people to catch fish, but as far as the health of the run, it's not great, but it's okay.
The Forest Service, which manages the weir, has data going back 28 years. Siminski says an average escapement for this time of year would be closer to 10,000 rather than 5,700, but he's confident in the historical model. He stands by the projection of 18,000 fish, which falls neatly within the optimum escapement goal for the lake of anywhere between 7 to 25,000 sockeye. Talk among subsistence fishermen at the falls recently blames low water levels for the spotty return so far. Siminski says low water is not a concern at Redoubt, where fish can easily manage the stream in all conditions. Rather, the comparatively low returns of this year and last could be correlated with the huge returns of 4 and 5 years ago. Siminski says it's counterintuitive, but in a sockeye system, a boom parent year can harm the long-term survival of offspring.
We are starting to see a pattern where these large escapements, they may be overstocking the lake, so the fish, the small fish are either going out of the lake at a too small of a size or growing slower because of the competition.
Between 2003 and 2007, Redoubt saw escapements of well over 60,000 fish. In 2006, 104,000 sockeye passed through the weir. Commercial seine fisheries were allowed when escapements topped 40,000 fish. The bust came in 2008, when managers at this same time were projecting a run of only 7,000 fish. The state shut down sport and subsistence fishing in the saltwater of Redoubt Bay on July 16th. 2 days later, the federal government shut down subsistence fishing in freshwater. Siminski says the fishing closure eventually led to a slightly better-than-projected escapement of 10,000 fish last year. But low water is a concern in some other sockeye systems. Besides Redoubt Lake, the other most intensively monitored system is Clag Bay on West Chichagof Island. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska collaborates with the Federal Subsistence Management Program to monitor that weir. Siminski says beach seiners have taken about 4,500 sockeye so far in the bay.
It's consistent with previous years, but it's still a little bit concerning that we don't have enough water to get fish up through the weir and into the spawning ground. So
Siminski says that due to low rainfall, no sockeye, zero fish, have passed the Clag Bay weir. Unlike Redoubt, Clag Bay is one of several systems where harvest occurs before escapement, and Siminski says every year is a little bit nerve-wracking. He hopes the area sees enough rainfall in the near future for at least 10,000 fish to make it up the stream. He says that there are anecdotal accounts of a previous low water year in the 1990s where sockeye spawned and died in the bay. The forecast over the next 3 days calls for rain, which should improve the escapement outlook at Clag. At Redoubt, Siminski says rumors of a reduced bag limit are untrue, and subsistence harvesters may continue to take 10 fish a day. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.